First up, though, we are joined by the head football coach at Duke. He is entering his 11th season at Duke. He was the 2013 National Coach of the Year. He was the Coach of the Year Award winner both in the SEC and the ACC. He led Duke to bowl games in 5 of the last 6 years. Duke opens up against Army August 31st, 7 p.m. Eastern. David Cutcliffe is my guest. David, nice to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I am good. I'll say good morning since you're sitting in California. I hope it's been a good one.
It's been a great one so far. David, nice to have you back. Thank you. Or good afternoon, wherever you might be. Listen, we're 2 weeks away from the start of the season. So what is the vibe like among your players? How is life for you right now?
Well, we've stayed healthy, knock on wood. We're experienced. I think the biggest difference that people will see in this Duke team is that we have depth. We had a scrimmage this past Saturday that we pitted our number 2 units against our number 1 units, and we actually had a pretty good football game. And I don't believe it was because our ones didn't play well. So I was really pleased with that. We have a scrimmage tonight that will really be game-like that's going to do the same thing. We're going to be live. We're going to put the kicking game live. I'm excited of what I think we can be, but we have a tough schedule. Starting with Army, it was a 10-win team a season ago, and they're really good. So it's going to be an interesting test.
We're talking to David Cutcliffe. You know, you started last season 4-0, and you had those wins over Northwestern, Baylor, North Carolina. Things got a little bit tough. You dropped 6 straight. Now, a number of those were very close games, but it would have been easy for the whole season to go right into the tank. Instead, you turn it around. You beat Georgia Tech. You beat Wake Forest to finish off the regular season. Then you beat Northern Illinois in the Quick Lane Bowl. How were you able to keep everybody focused and together despite the losses?
Well, I know everybody says it. You know, character is an overused word. Discipline is an overused word. I just told our team, I mean, minutes ago we finished a morning walkthrough, and I was looking out on the field because we're going against ourselves, and so there were 22 down on the defensive end, 22 on the offensive end, and it didn't matter who was in there. I said, you know, it made me grateful for the kind of people you are. And that's not going to just carry you in football as it did a year ago, but it's going to carry you in life. And, you know, we still believe in those things. I don't know if people might think that's corny or non-existent, but it certainly exists here.
Duke head coach David Cutcliffe, my guest. You know, 5 years ago, you had that amazing breakthrough season with double-digit wins and a Coastal Division title. When you look at this year's team and the talent returning and guys that you have right now, especially Daniel Jones, a quarterback, do you see any similarities to that 2013 team with this group?
Well, I do. I think the veteran leadership, the veteran ability, I know it's what they've worked for all summer. I mean, literally what they've worked for. It's on the tip of their tongues. Doesn't matter what I think or what I say. That 2013 team was convinced that they were going to win the Coastal Division Championship. They were actually convinced they were going to win the conference championship, but we got beat by the ultimate national champion, Florida State. But this team's got a shot, and that's all you can ask for. You got to play well every week, and we know that. And we're not going to be, quote, the most talented team in the Coastal Division. We got some really good football teams in our division. But if we play well enough, we're going to be right in the hunt at the end of the season.
So, David, let me go back to Daniel Jones for a minute because he's entering his 3rd year as the starting quarterback. How far has he come as a quarterback and a leader since his first year?
Well, it's daylight and dark. He is a great student, great classroom guy, just brilliant person. He's a great athlete, but he had a lot to learn about playing quarterback and particularly playing at this level. And then a year ago, he was hurt pretty significantly during that 6-game drought, and he never complained, never said a word. We didn't release it because he was going to continue to play. I didn't want to make him a target. I told him then, I said, you know what? I know now how tough you are, not only physically but mentally, to have pushed through that. We never really played just poorly in that 6-game streak. You mentioned close games. We just didn't play well enough to win. And so those guys, because of Daniel's spirit on offense, never lost sight of who we are and what we could be. And we're better on defense physically since we've been here. Better last year. We're going to be even better than that this year. I'm excited about what our defense brings.
Glad you brought that up. I was going to say, what about that defense? I know that you're very high on what it might be. You've got linebacker Joe Giles Harris, who's going to get a lot of attention, understandably so. But when you look at each level of the defense, especially your secondary, how good can the group be?
Well, I think Mark Gilbert may be as good a corner as there is in the country. People hearing me say that need to look him up and just watch a little bit of tape of him. He is gifted. And he is a returning starter. We're finding a starter. We got a competition. We got two really, really good young players, two second-year players that are competing with each other at the other corner. And our safeties are five or six deep. I love our safeties. Matt Guerrieri, who is one of our defensive coordinators, coaches our safeties. And in our defense, with all the different coverage, with all the man coverage and all the run fits, those guys have to be outstanding. And this is certainly the deepest we've been at safety. And then Ben Albert has been a godsend for us up front. Now, we don't look like what we have in the past up front. I think we've got a chance to be not only the strongest, but this will be the fastest defensive front we've had.
We are talking Duke football with head coach David Cutcliffe for another moment or so. You know, one of the things I love about having you on the program is we can talk about things outside of football. As an example, music. Legend has it that the first concert you went to was none other than Elvis Presley. That's an incredible way to start your concert-going career. What was it like to see Elvis?
Amazing. And, you know, and being young, obviously, when that happened, college age, I just was blown away at the energy. And you could tell. You know, I'm a big believer in preparation. You don't go just out there and do that. Then years later, I got to see Michael Jackson in Neyland Stadium when I was coaching at Tennessee. I'm sitting there on the front row. I enjoyed it, but I think I enjoyed more just what that man was accomplishing and, you know, what it took to do what he's done. And I do like music, you know. We play a lot of it at practice, Jim, if you're ever – in the East and you want to hear a good playlist, come on to a Duke football practice. It is about as diverse from Sinatra to rap that we do use the clean rap, but rap, and I have no idea what they're saying.
I love it. David, so when you break out Sinatra, how do the kids respond? What do the players think when they hear Sinatra?
They're used to it. They recognize. We played it the other day at the start of one of our special teams meetings, and to just make them understand excellence. And it's interesting how they can, you know, old Blue Eyes had about as pure a voice as there was. So trying to make them all around, make them appreciate excellence is the idea.
You see, I love that. Really quickly, in terms of appreciating excellence, you've also known Kenny Chesney for a long time. In fact, Kenny's father taught your two oldest kids in elementary school. Of course, Kenny is a big Tennessee fan, and you spent some time there as well. But in terms of talking about excellence, you talk about the attention to detail. You talk about the ability to be a great finisher. Do you see that in those artists? And then can you translate that to the playing field for the players?
Absolutely. And Kenny came in here and shot part of the video for the Boys of Fall. And I watched him work with a crew. He was a football coach and to the nth degree. He reminded me so much of Peyton in preparation and attention to detail. You know, as a player, I watched him. I enjoyed every bit of it. When he comes near here, I go, you know, out there before the concert and spend time with him and watch him get ready and watch his people, how they work. John Mellencamp's another one. His son was a walk-on for us for 4 years, and I've been with John before and after concerts. It's incredible the similarities to just excellence, just preparation, pride in what you do, and then you use the word that I use the most. Of all the CEOs and great leaders that I've met throughout time, finish. Until it's right, you're not finished. I got a feeling I'm talking to a man that understands a finished product, properly finished. And so that's what separates a lot of people, in my opinion.
I appreciate you saying that, David, very, very much. In fact, Kobe Bryant's often talked about Michael Jackson and how much he meant to him and how he was a mentor to him. And it's for the very thing that you and I are talking about. Duke is going to open up against Army on August 31st. Their head coach, David Cutcliffe, my guest. So good to get caught up. David, thank you very much. I appreciate you and your time. You have a great weekend, and always nice to have you on this show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate being on. Take care.
Nice to have you too, Coach. Thank you very much. David Cutcliffe, Duke head coach.